So you went into the day knowing you were going to be arrested?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about your... How did you feel about that, knowing you were going to have to do this? And how did it get to that point for you?
It was... I mean, I think... It was sort of like when we got to the point of the ban. It seemed like, boy, we had tried everything. You know? And then we did the ban, and then, like, they took the ban away, and it's sort of like, well, what else can we do? You know, it seemed like this was the natural next step. It's like, I didn't, in 2011, just go and sit on a fracking pad site, right? I spent 4 years trying to work through the system, right? But there is a point, I think, when you say the system is corrupt. The system isn't one you can work within. It has to be undermined, right? So that was the thinking. But it was really nerve-wracking. I wrote a post on Facebook that went live, like, in the moment, sort of trying to explain the rationale behind it. It was scary. But I also tell people a lot that I knew that I would be treated well by the police, right? Or at least I had a strong assumption. We actually knew the chief of police at the time, great guy. So that although it was scary, I had no thoughts that I would actually be beaten or injured or hurt. Right? Which helped take a lot of the fear out of it. I can't imagine people who engage in civil disobedience under situations where their assumption is, I'm going to be physically assaulted, right? That was not my assumption. So I don't never want to think this was some great act of courage. I mean, it did take some, you know, steeling up to do. But I knew I'd be fine, right, physically. I just really wanted to make the point, right? And I was hoping more people would too, and some did, but it's really hard to get people to take that step. It is a big step, you know? And eventually that tactic, I think, just fizzled out. Yeah.